They say men are getting dumber. They said IQ scores of men have plunged below previous generations, and it continues to go. Researchers studied 730,000 men and found that their scores dropped roughly 8 points between 1970 and 2009. They found that millennial males that were born in 91 scored about 5 points lower than Gen Xers that were born in 1975, and 3 points lower than baby boomers who were born in 62. So men are getting progressively dumb. Now, Meredith goes to find an IQ test so she could test the brain wits of the men's in the room.
What kind of questions are on an IQ test?
IQ-y.
Like, it's not like history or anything like that. It's got to be
more word problems, math.
Well, let's see. How many do you have?
Like, if Johnny went to the store and bought 6 apples, how many would he have left if he gave away?
Oh, man, I hate Johnny and apples.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly right.
Okay, all right, so we got how many questions?
So I have 6, and then I have a tiebreaker, so 7 altogether.
And we're playing for them to get a chance to go to the show. So what's the question number one?
Is it the first person?
God damn it, Donnie.
I'm just trying to get the parameters of this game I'm about to
win. That's good, yes. Whoever rings in first. So I don't know if you want to pick a call.
No,
say your name.
No, we're gonna.
I'm just gonna wait for y'all to get the wrong answer.
No, none of that. You don't get a point if we get it wrong.
No, you don't. You gotta get them right. You gotta get them right.
Make your IQ better.
You gotta get them right. You gotta get the answer right.
Yeah.
No, you can't just try and trick your way into it.
Okay.
Go ahead, all right.
And last question, is there stealing? Like, the first person got it wrong, can somebody else get it right?
If this is a class, this is like you're a teacher, so the first person to raise their hand, like a class.
Oh, we're raising our hands?
Yes,
there's no sound?
We always have to go through our rules.
We're going to make you be the judge. Yeah. All
you're
right?
Just raising your hand?
Yeah, we're like, ooh, Miss McGillicuddy.
All right. I got to back up so I can see everybody.
All right.
Okay. Here's the first question. Okay. If 23 cookies can fill a jar completely, how many jars are needed with 207 cookies?
Gosh. Wait,
if 23 cookies can fill a jar completely, how many jars are needed with 207 cookies?
9 jars.
You raise your hand. Orlando is correct.
Hey!
You just divided that?
Yeah.
What? Like that?
Well, you figure 20 goes into 200 how many times?
No, she said 23 cookies, yeah. And so...
All right.
I mean,
All right. You gotta show your work.
You asked.
I know. I regretted it. Yeah.
Jillian, we looking good. All right, let's see
you. Oh, damn.
All right. Are you just announcing? You don't have to raise your hand. Just call it out.
Okay. All right.
What day was yesterday if Monday is in 2 days?
Friday.
Saturday.
Mark is correct.
1-1, baby boy.
The question was
terrible.
I'm glad I got one.
Yeah. It was, what day was yesterday if Monday is in 2 days? Dominic.
Right. Okay. So that means it was Saturday.
No, it was Friday.
No, that means it was Saturday and yesterday was Friday.
Got you.
You're really not good at this.
Hold on, it's still early in the game.
I think there's only 4 more questions left.
Yeah, all right. Here you go. Some months have 30 days and some months have 31 days, but how many months have 28 days?
One.
What? That's whack.
Incorrect.
None.
Orlando.
None.
No, it's one and it's February.
Incorrect. Mark is incorrect. Davi?
None. I didn't even say anything.
Okay.
So how can I be wrong?
No, 0 months.
Okay, incorrect.
Ah, damn.
2.
Incorrect. All months have 28 days.
No, that's wrong.
It was worded incorrectly.
It was worded.
It should say
how many
have at least 28
that
days.
Oh, that's, see, that's she playing with.
All right, whatever. So
don't
it's still
play with
one
our emotions. This is intelligence.
All right,
here.
All right, on to the next one.
Okay.
What is half of quarter of 400?
50.
Mark is correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
2-1.
Jesus.
Dobby's not on the board yet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mark got 2. I got 1. Dobby's got a goose egg. All right. Jillian, we're looking like we're on the ropes now.
All right. For the 5th question.
This is for Nicki Minaj and Future, by the way.
Come on, Dobby. John needs 13 bottles of water from the store. John can only carry 3 at a time. What is the minimum number of trips John needs to take?
5.
To the store? I believe Mark was first.
I know he wasn't.
Yeah. I was.
There's no
way. He was not first.
I was first. 3-1.
He was not first.
I'm the judge. I heard him first.
Oh, what?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what. Math is my strong suit. That is the only thing I'm good at in life.
Davi, you going to get one of these?
I think it's over, ain't it?
You going to get in on this?
We're going to give you the next two. I'll be quick about it.
Okay.
John wants to give 10 chocolate.
John is busy.
John got a lot of things going on. Sit your leg down, boy.
Okay, how about this? Lil Debbie wants to give 10 chocolates to her friend Emma. The chocolate is $1.50. Lil Debbie only has $9. How many chocolates can Lil Debbie buy?
6.
Mark is correct.
Damn, dude.
All right, man.
Told whatever. You, Matthew, you're not going to get me.
I mean. Okay.
Last one. Well, right. Last one. Which one of the 5 is least like the other 4? Dog, mouse, lion, snake, elephant.
Snake.
Mark got
you
it.
You can give it to Orlando.
Really?
I mean,
no, Mark got it. You got it.
Okay, what we've learned is Mark does well at math. We've learned that Meredith only can hear out of her left ear. And somehow we've learned that Davi don't know a damn thing.
Hey, you only got one more than me.
Too good to be true. That was just a little tease. The real thing is coming up at 6 o'clock.
Orlando and the Free Show.
You know.
Mornings, 6 to 10 a.m.
on Wild 94.1.
The Bay's Party Station.
Station.